This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, so when I need info, and I need it from somebody in Washington, there's only one person we turn to, Heritage Foundation, Tommy Binion, and he joins us now. Tommy, what's happening, man?
This is the second week and a day since, two full weeks plus one day since the impeachment inquiry launched.
Yes.
And Washington hasn't yet changed the channel. We just keep on watching the impeachment inquiry.
Well, let me ask you about a couple things with that. First, the idea that Trump now formally objects to cooperating with the impeachment inquiry, does that change the dynamic at all?
You know, there's not a whole lot of precedent for impeachment process. As you know, only two presidents have been impeached. This is really the fourth impeachment inquiry, if you include Nixon. And so, you know, it's not really set in stone. But the Democrats, they haven't even had one vote. We're going off of a press conference announcement by Speaker Pelosi. So you can't really blame President Trump for not wanting to participate, to cooperate, because there's no official process that has begun to unfold yet. It changes one big thing in particular, and that's the depositions that the House Intelligence Committee is able to get. If they're not able to depose anybody in the president's administration, then they're not able to corroborate or confirm anything in this whistleblower report, and the impeachment inquiry sort of stops in its tracks. So on the one hand, it's very important. On the one hand, you don't really know where it is in this process because there's no playbook for this process.
Right.
It's a broken play, essentially.
Does it force the hand of Nancy Pelosi, though, to actually make this thing official? Is that sort of where you think Trump is trying to go with this?
Potentially, yeah. He may be betting that she can't make it official.
Okay.
We're not sure what a Democratic vote count would look like. If you listen to the moderate Democrats' talking points, they're in this mode that's like, let's get the facts. All I want to do is investigate. I haven't jumped to conclusions on the president yet, and I think that's a response to their constituents in their district wanting an official process here. So if the moderate Democrats aren't ready to cast a vote on this, then Pelosi can't bring it to the floor, and this thing really scuttled before it got off the ground.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I am wrong. Maybe I heard this wrong. But so we have two whistleblowers now, correct? And the what's that?
I was just going to say, yeah, there's one main one, but there are, just like Kavanaugh, there are others coming out of the woodwork.
Well, yeah, but what I heard, and maybe, like I said, maybe I'm wrong, is that the second whistleblower is actually the one who told the first whistleblower. Did you hear that, or is that not right?
Well, you hear all kinds of things about who the whistleblower is, whether it's a collection of people, whether it's an individual acting on information that they got from a collection of people. And then I think by far the more interesting piece of that story is, there's two bits to it. One is that obviously Chairman Adam Schiff had contact with the whistleblower before the official complaint was made and may have sort of directed the whistleblower what to do. And then the other bit of information out this morning is that the whistleblower may be connected to one of the Democratic presidential campaigns.
Right.
So, I don't know that we're ever going to know the identity of the whistleblower, but certainly the credibility is something people are interested in right now.
I got to be honest. If we don't know who these whistleblowers are, I mean, it could be fake. This could be a bunch of nonsense. How would you trust a system where the accuser doesn't have to face the accused? I understand the thought process behind it, protecting someone's job and reputation, but this is a whole different animal when it comes to the president, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There should be no action taken on the basis of the whistleblower complaint alone, right? So it is the burden of proof of any fact alleged by an anonymous whistleblower is on House Democrats to go and prove. And they haven't come close to proving any allegation, right? So right now we're just on a piece of paper based on an anonymous complaint. If that's the extent of it, if that's where it ends, then you're absolutely right about what to do with an anonymous whistleblower. But I'll just repeat, because I think it's really important. The burden of proof is on the House Democrats. If they want to allege anything about the president, they have to have something more concrete than just a whistleblower complaint.
We're talking to Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation down in Washington. We always appreciate his perspective and his ideas as far as what's going on. Let me just throw this out. Just from a political perspective, I know we don't necessarily always talk about foreign policy a lot, but what's the political fallout from this move in Syria? Or is there one?
There are lawmakers and prominent minds on both sides of the aisle questioning the president at this point. I think the voters, American people, are going to have to learn more about the situation in Syria with respect to the Kurds, with respect to Turkish actions there. But I think, you know, more than almost anything else this president has done on foreign policy, skepticism set in about this move right away. There are a lot of Republican lawmakers who have gone on record sort of questioning the wisdom of what the president has done. I'm always in the camp of let's slow down and learn as much as possible about this situation. So that's where I am now. On the surface, I got to say, the word outrage is too strong, but there's skepticism in Washington.
All right, fair enough. And let me throw something else at you. Let's talk a little bit about the Democrat candidates for president. So, you know, Biden to me is sinking fast. Elizabeth Warren, you know, she can't tell a story straight about her own life. I mean, what do you make of that? You know, backtracking on a story that's... Why would you lie about some silly stuff like some of the things that we're hearing about her here lately?
Yeah, you know, one big lie is a problem. Two big lies is a pattern.
Right.
And if you've got that pattern in your resume, I got a hard time believing you're going to be successful asking the American people to trust you with the presidency. I mean, that is very alarming. It's sort of her whole origin story now has been called into question, which parts are true, which aren't. And now you're going to have the press looking into every little thing she's ever said about herself. And so it could get even worse.
Yeah, I mean, these kinds of things, they don't make a lot of sense to me when someone lies about stuff like that. And you're 100% right. How do you trust somebody who lies like this over and over again, just about things that you would think, well, you didn't really have to lie about? I mean, why are you lying to me about something like that? And then, of course, Bernie has a heart attack. And that's going to knock him down a couple of pegs. So that leads me to where I'm going with this. I don't know if you heard this yet, but allow me to play this for you from Queen Hillary.
Tweet this morning. So maybe there does need to be a rematch. I mean, obviously, I can beat him again. But, you know, just...
So she can beat him again. I didn't think she beat him the first time, Dom.
Is she talking about Trump or Sanders?
No, she's talking about Trump.
If she thinks she won the first time, maybe she painted her house white or something. I'm not sure. I hadn't heard that, but she is openly flirting with the possibility of running. I saw on Twitter yesterday where she tweeted at the president, "Don't tempt me." And then the reaction was so predictable, right? Everybody said, "Oh, please run. Oh, please." So, you know, that would not surprise me. I'm not going to bet on it, but that would not surprise me at all. How much it would change the race, I'm not sure, right? Let's not go ahead and hand her the Democratic primary. She's apparently handed it to herself by talking about a rematch, but I'm not, you know, as much as the other candidates are sort of struggling, I'm not sure that the Democrats are going to go there again.
Well, that was what I wanted to get to you with, because I think if she announced tomorrow, she would be immediately the favorite. I mean, I think the polls would drastically shift. And how could you put Biden above her, considering what you know about Biden and how he's conducted himself so far in the campaign? And, you know, Elizabeth Warren is what she is. I just think these other candidates are so weak, just by default, she would be the favorite.
Yeah, what's the definition of insanity, trying the same thing over and over again that doesn't work? I mean, you know, she lost.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm just saying. All right, Tommy, thank you very much. Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. You can go online, heritage.org. Type in his name. He is down in Washington, D.C., making a big difference. And we always like leaning on him, because nobody gets it done down in Washington like Tommy Binion. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you down the road. Okay, so if you want to call in, the number is 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. You can go online, leelcradio@gmail.com. Send me a message. A lot of folks are actually beginning to send me a lot of emails. You can also go on my Facebook page, and I'm almost at the maximum number of friends on Facebook, right? Good friends, pals, buddies, chums. It's funny, because I'll run into some people from time to time, and they'll say, hey, yeah, we're friends on Facebook. And I'm like, yeah, you. But, again, please friend me on Facebook. And as long as I have less than 5,000, we're close to 5,000 friends on Facebook, like 49 and change. But if you got an opening, I'd love to be pals on Facebook, and we could talk that way as well. On Twitter, you name it, it's all there. But I would love to hear from you. Once again, our number is 833-927-8255. Here's what we got going on. Coming up in the final hour here on the USA Radio Network, I am going to talk to a doctor, Dr. Anthony Alessi, about breast cancer. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we're going to chat with him a little bit about that. I've got a best-selling author who's written over 31 books. You're going to love this guy. And the one and only Sebastian Gorka will join me before we wrap it up as well. Do not go anywhere. My name is Lee Elsie. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn-Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Hello,
this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks. So you choose your doctor and hospital. You choose. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. You can do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My children are members. It starts at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's my cost and loving it. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. Regain control over your health care costs. Together, we're changing health care for good. Liberty HealthShare. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
All right, it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You got me for the entire show. We got a whole bunch of people waiting on hold. So without further ado, let's go out to Connecticut, where Leo is waiting. Leo, how are you, buddy?
Good evening, Lee. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, pal. What's happening?
Well, you know what? I'm a pig biting mad about this whole thing with these whistleblowers attacking our president. You know what? They've got nothing. It's conjecture, spurious allegations, and they keep, you know, they remind me of our little kids who lose in a marble game and they're stomping their feet and they're going to take their marble bags and go home. And it's the same. I mean, we've got two senators in this state, Blumenthal and Murphy, who are a couple of complete whiners. You know, they're on that anti-Trump bandwagon. And it's a shame. The guy's a good guy. I'll tell you something. Him making that statement last night about Biden kissing Obama's rear end was one of the greatest things I've ever heard. I think it's about time. Go ahead, Lee.
No. So you know what's bothering me, Leo, is this. So I was meaning to read this all day long, the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. So what's bothering me is that Nancy Pelosi now is throwing out the idea that they're going to go after Trump by and allowing the whistleblowers to remain anonymous, right? So here's what it says, Sixth Amendment. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously asserted by the law, and to be informed of the nature of the cause of the accusation. But here's what I want to point out. To be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, blah, blah, blah. My point is that you cannot go after somebody without allowing them to face off against their accused. No way. This is still America.
Well, you know what? It's the old hobgoblin, throwing these brickbats out of the dark. And really, the Democrats are proving just how low-life and low-level they are to be by attacking a guy. I mean, you know something? He could leave the toilet seat down in a bathroom, and they'd go after him. I mean, it, really, that's their mentality. It's just disgusting.
I just don't like the idea that they're going to throw all this stuff around without actually having these people come out and actually, we'll be able to see them, know who they are, know all about them. If they're going to accuse all these terrible things, we should know who they are.
I'll draw a parallel for you. They're like the KKK. They got the mask, the hood,
Yep. And
you know what? They're good with the mask and hood on, but you know what? They don't want to be unmasked. And these people are the same way.
That's the Antifa brown shirts, man. They're the new brown shirts. I'm telling you. They're horrible people.
Yeah.
Horrible.
They are. They're terrible.
Absolutely, sir. Well, listen, thank you for calling in, Leo. I appreciate it, as always, out there in Connecticut. And one of the great ones, again, calling in. I don't know if we have time. We probably don't have time to. We can get Chet. Chet doesn't want to try to get rushed in there, so we'll bring Chet in after the break. So here's what we got coming up. Again, we'll take some more phone calls. If you guys want to weigh in, we got a wide-open segment, next segment. We can go anywhere you guys want. 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. The email address is leelcradio@gmail.com. Facebook page, like it, and we'll be in business that way as well. But coming up in the third hour, final hour, again, I'm filling in for Wayne Allen. We'll have Dr. Anthony Alessi to talk about breast cancer. We'll have Michael Roth to talk about his latest book. He's a best-selling author and also a former military. And Sebastian Gorka will join us at the bottom of next hour. So we have a very busy, busy, busy show coming your way. My name again is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen. Rudy's partying down in Miami at that conservative conference, the get-together where they're all having a blast. And I'm sure they're, you know, drinking champagne and champagne coolies. Let's put it that way. I can see Dobby with a champagne coolie. Don't anybody tell him I said that. Hey, listen, we'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Hey,
anywhere. You can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All righty, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Raw and Unfiltered, because there are no notes, no script, no teleprompter, no nothing. Just me ranting and reacting and responding and giving you my my opinions on the biggest news stories in America. By the way, the sponsor of this segment is My Doctor Suggests. Cold and flu season is here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. But if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, silver might be the answer for all of them. My Doctor Suggests products are made of alkaline-structured silver. They destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming the good bacteria. And I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when using their products because I have a very naturally and easily hoarse voice. As you can hear right now, it's really hoarse today. It was really hoarse Friday. Almost didn't make it to the whole show. What do? The minute it starts getting hoarse, I start sucking on their silver lozenges between every single ad break of the show, and I last the whole three-hour show, and I make it. Thank God for their lozenges. No colds in 4 years since sucking in those silver lozenges. No more brain fog since jugging down their silver solution, which is their liquid. It's really fantastic. And no more leaky gut. Every time I eat, I used to get fatigued or upset stomach. No more. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests, and my skin is the best of my life thanks to their gel. Join me and thousands of people that have experienced a positive difference in their health with My Doctor Suggests. Get 20% off every order, every product, and you get free the book, The Silver Miracle, free by telling them you're a fan of Wayne Root. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root and use the promo code ROOT, and you get 20% off every order and The Silver Miracle free. mydoctorsuggests.com/root or 866-660-9868.
All right, thank you, Wayne. We are back. It's Lee Elsie here on the USA Radio Network. The show is War Now, and Chet's been waiting a while, so we're going to go right to him. And I got a feeling Chet's going to talk about something that I don't have an answer for. I don't know why we're sending troops to Saudi Arabia, Chet. What's going on?
Well, the thing was, Lee, I watched the entire rally last night,
yep,
and I thought the president did a good job. One of the things that he said was, take the win, America. You know, celebrate the win is what
yep.
he said. He was referring to getting out of Syria, even though right now the Kurds are getting shellacked.
Yeah.
Since I came on your show last night, it's gotten a lot worse. So, okay, you know, that was part of his platform when he was on the campaign. He did talk about getting us out of these endless wars in the Middle East. And on your show, I've heard you talk about that multiple times. I know you're for that. But how can you do this with possibly Turkey coming in, setting free some of these ISIS prisoners, and then turn around and send 1,800 troops into Saudi Arabia because there's a chess match going on between Iran and this Saudi prince? It seems like we only want to get out of endless wars when it comes to certain countries. It seems like for some reason this president feels that we need to protect Saudi Arabia in a way that I'm not comfortable with right now.
Yeah, they reached out apparently and asked for help, which he was very quick to give, and not a small amount of help. 3,000 additional forces now being sent to Saudi Arabia. And Chet, to echo what you had talked about with ISIS, so I don't know if you'd seen this yet, I'm sure you have, but ISIS militants break out of prison in Syria after a bombing. 5 ISIS militants now are out. They've broken out of prison in northern Syria after Turkish shelling nearby. So there's 5 that we had to capture now back out on the battlefield, and they'll be taking their shots at our soldiers somewhere along the line. So I don't know what the plan is. I have no idea.
And then ISIS put a statement through their propaganda magazine that they're going to free everybody. There's actually 70,000 ISIS detainees that are over there right now. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of bad people. And this is the other part of it, Lee. The Kurds don't have an air force. The Kurds don't have much of an army. And the Kurds don't have much artillery. However, Saudi Arabia does. So why are we going to defend Saudi Arabia? They have an air force. They have a military. They've got hundreds of thousands of troops. They have everything that they can imagine to their advantage, as opposed to what these Christian Kurds have right now. And I think we've turned our back on them, man. Everybody's saying it right now at this point. I support the president, but I think he made a huge mistake here, and I think he needs to admit it, and I think he needs to go back on this decision. I do.
He'll never admit that. You know that. That's never going to happen.
I know that. There are ways for him to correct this.
Well, he can always come out and say, listen, I didn't think it was going to be like this. This was not the plan. Let's get guys back in there. That could happen. But now, if that happens, though, now you're going to send our men and women right into the middle of an actual fray.
I understand, and the people have made the argument that maybe Turkey was planning this, and this is why we got out of there. But it doesn't make any sense to pull everybody out only to send them to Saudi Arabia. And we pulled, 500 troops out of Syria, and we sent 1,800 into Saudi. It just doesn't – this is happening too quick, right?
I actually saw 3,000. I saw we sent 3,000 troops today into Saudi
Arabia. Okay, so it's more than I thought.
Yeah,
but anyway, it's just – it's incredibly uncomfortable right now.
I know, Chet. I don't know. I don't have an answer. Listen, we've talked about this before in the past, whether it was Bush, whether it was Obama. Where is the game plan? I mean, I hope that there's a game plan. I hope they have something that they're trying to accomplish with this, as opposed to just sort of cutting and running in one place and then regrouping because somebody's asked you to regroup. And you're right.
I thought we weren't dependent on Middle Eastern oil.
We're not.
Anymore.
We should then let them. If we're going to get out, let's get out. Get out and let them do their thing.
But you know damn well that's why we're there.
Of course.
That is exactly why we're there.
Chet, great call as always, man. Thank you as always, and always appreciate it. And thanks for waiting on hold as long as you did. Listen, I feel like I have answers to a lot of different things. I'll tell you when I don't have an answer. I don't know what the plan is. Again, I don't know what the plan is. And it's not... Listen, I don't want to take this approach where... And by end all, be all, you know, we have to go out of our way to try to help the Kurds out no matter what the scenario is. I mean, we're talking about a situation in the Middle East that, you know, we bloodied our own nose. We bloodied our own hands. We got in there. We mixed it up. They helped us fight ISIS. They actually got something out of it. We got something out of it. And if you want to say, let's get out, like I would like to say, let's get out. When we don't have to be someplace where we're not in mortal danger. That is part of nationalism, I think, to a certain extent. Make sure that you take care of your own first. And I like to be consistent. I hate not being consistent. It's one of the things that bothers me the most. Right? I don't like the idea of not sort of having a plan. And not knowing what I want to do, and not being able to sort of formulate the end, like an end game. Like we talked about with Bush, no exit strategy. We were over there mired in that nonsense for how long? Over a decade. Afghanistan, we've been there for 17, 18 years now. I need some kind of an idea of what we're trying to accomplish. And I think Chet makes a couple of great points as far as all that goes. All right. Let's see. It's 43 minutes after the hour here at, again, the USA Radio Network. It's always a distinct honor and a pleasure to spend some time with you. You know, I'm going to change gears just for a second. How much time do I have? Somebody sent me this email. This is the weirdest thing. And I'm like sort of going back and forth whether or not I should actually even talk about this on the air. Because it's completely out of left. I'm going to save that for another time because it really has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now. Nothing at all to do. But it's just a fascinating story. One I didn't believe till I actually had to do it. Let me talk about a couple of. Let me talk about something else instead. I promise you, what I was going to talk about is it'll take too long, and I will bring it up again, and we just don't have time. But let me just quickly throw out something that I began to talk about last night, and we ran out of time, which is why I think there is such a disconnect in this country between people who are spending their lives in Congress and the rest of us schmucks out here in working land. So me and you and wherever you are, you know, we're getting calls from Texas. We're getting calls from California and Vegas and all across the entire country. And Wayne has brought, has built and brought to the table just a great idea for a radio program with great listeners out across the country. And you guys are working so hard. And, you know, I was, you know, doing a little research on the amount of money some of our representatives actually make. And it's just, it just doesn't fit. Like, when you have people, like, I'll give you the top 10 and what they're worth. Rep Donald Beyer from Virginia is a Democrat, worth $31.2 million. Scott Peters of California, net worth $32 million, also a Democrat. Now, they're not all Democrats. Some are Republicans, and some got their money from business beforehand, and I understand that. But the point is this, is that when you're a multimillionaire, when you're worth $50 million, all right, if you're Trey Hollingsworth, who happens to be a Republican, and your net worth is $50 million, and much of your wealth was from your pop's business, so your whole life was Silver Spoon, and look, he might be a great guy, but still, how does somebody like that, how do they relate to me? How do they relate to a mechanic who's working on a car right now in San Antonio? How? I mean, Dick Blumenthal, here in Connecticut, worth $70 million. He's been in public life for 60 years. How can he actually know what's going on in the mind of some woman working retail making $11 an hour? It's impossible. They're making too much money, and they're not out there amongst the people figuring out what's going on. So anyway, I thought that was important to bring that up. By the way, who's worth the most money in Congress? Rep. Greg Gianfonte from Montana. He's a Republican, $135.7 million. It's a lot of money. All right, listen, my name is Lee Elsie. We'll come right back. It's the USA Radio Network. We'll hit some other things. Again, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have a bunch of guests rolling through here. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. It's raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans
Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Lee Elsie, and it's a blast filling in for Wayne Allyn Root on the USA Radio Network. I appreciate each and every one of you who are listening across the entire country. I started to talk about something before the break. I'll bring it up now because somebody sent me something via email, and I sort of followed through with it. And it's completely opposite of anything that we've been talking about. It's just something I wanted to bring up, and sometimes I like to vet these things on the air just to kind of get your opinion on it. But if you're listening, wherever you're listening, try this, because unless it's just happening on the East Coast. So somebody sent me this email that said, you've got to do this. You've got to go on Google, and I want you to type in a couple of things. This is a great listener of mine on the morning show, Betty. And she writes in, and now why she did this, I don't know, but she writes to me, she says, do me a favor, just tell me what you think of this, and tell me why you think it's happening. And she said, type in the word black couples into Google search, and tell me what you see. Then type in gay couples, and tell me what you see. and then type in white couples and tell me what you see. So I did it. You know, I had a couple minutes to spare while I was doing some stuff. And when you typed in black couples, you saw images of young black couples in different poses and doing their thing. And same goes for gay couples. And I took it a step further. I typed in Hispanic and I typed in Asian. And what you got was Hispanic couples and Asian couples. And then when I typed in white couples, you know what you got? You got none. You got all, it was all interracial, or it was, you know, it was interracial or just cultural differences. No, there was no white couple. I thought it, when she sent it to me, I was like, well, that doesn't sound right. And maybe it's some kind of gaffe because I am so cynical when it comes to this stuff. But I did it, and I did it the other day again just to double check, and it happened again. Now, I don't have an answer as why. But if, you know, you're out there, do that experiment. It is strange. It is strange. Totally bizarre. And I don't know if it's deliberately steering people in a certain direction and why they would do that. Seems a bit odd. But if you find that's happening when you Google search those things that I just mentioned, send me an email. I'd like to know. And if not, that's fine, too. Either way, it's fine. Okay. So a couple more things. Let me break out some stuff. The acting Homeland Security chief just resigned, according to the president. All right, we had some audio of that. All right, let me see if I can. All right, that is confirmed. The acting security chief has just resigned. This is getting to the point now. Hold on, let me break this down. Let me read it to you guys. As news is breaking, we try to keep you up to date as best we can on some of this stuff. So let me see this as it loads, and I get nothing. All right, it's okay. I'll try to figure it out. No, I know, but it's crashing on me, my friend. It's probably on my end. All right, let me see. Yeah, go ahead and read it. Please, Chris. Make yourself useful once, will you?
Hey, three fingers up, reading between the lines. Hope now. All right. So this is coming from both CNN and Fox News that the acting Homeland Secretary, I don't even know how to pronounce his last name, why I went to college, Kevin McLennan is stepping down from the position. President Trump has just announced, I'm going to guess via Twitter, so that is breaking. We just got that from both Fox News and CNN.
All right, I got that down too. A source familiar with McLennan. Thinking tells CNN that the acting secretary felt he had accomplished all he could given the political realities of today, specifically the unlikelihood that any legislative deal on immigration will happen in an election year. So again, as this story unfolds, we'll try to cover it for you as best as we can. But, you know, it's interesting, you know, not to knock Trump in this regard, but there has been an alarming amount of turnover. I think, if memory serves me, the only actual person that started at the White House that's still there with President Trump is Pence and Ben Carson. That's it. Those two. I mean, it's not the normal course of action, right? So, okay, Kellyanne, sure. Well, does she count? I'm not sure. Although she last time I saw, I guess she does count. I guess she counts. All right, so we'll follow that story as best we can. And like I said, if anybody has any comments on what I talked about as far as the images on Google, send it my way. I'd like to know what you find because I think it's an interesting scenario. All right, so let me get to that. We only have a couple seconds here, and we got to get out of here. Those of you out there who like your apps on your phones, who doesn't? You know what app I never use? Facebook, ever. 21% of the people out there say, Facebook is their favorite app. Instagram, I still don't know how to use Instagram. I'm old and crotchety, but I guess that's the new thing that everybody's using, right? So good. Gmail, YouTube, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, Google Maps, Google, Amazon, the top apps that people use. That interests you. I never use the Facebook app. It doesn't work right on my phone. Maybe it's because I download it like a moron. All right, so here's the deal. Guys, don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about breast cancer next with my very good friend, Dr. Anthony Alessi from UConn. He's also with the New York Yankees. He's very excited, by the way, about the Yanks. Sebastian Gorka will join us, and best-selling author Michael Ruff will join us as well. He's a military guy, and he's a really good guy, actually, as a matter of fact. So listen, we'll take a very quick bottom top of the hour break. Sorry, I got myself flipped around. Top of the hour break, we'll come back. Dr. Anthony Alessi is next. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and Raw and Unfiltered.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.